Just get cozy in your chair, stretch your back and your neck, and then settle in a place where you feel comfortable, deeply relaxed, at ease, hearing the noises in the background as simply a wonderful accompaniment to our meditation. Trusting and knowing that there is beauty here to be harvested. So I guess we're harvesting beauty today. And I was inspired by my friend John's license plate, which is "You are love." And so we're going to talk about the ways in which we are love. And allow ourselves to sink into the love that is ever present all around us, all through us, in every moment of time, in every atom of space, there is omnipresent love. Just breathe into those words, omnipresent love, infinite love, eternal love, that energy of love that supports and supplies us. That is that stream of non-physical energy that makes us be us. You could call it light. You could call it grace. You could call it harmony. And you can call it love. And as we feel for the love, a friend of mine has a trick she uses. She says, hold out your hands, palms up, and feel for the love coming to you from the most distant star with the fingertip of your ring finger on each hand. Feeling for the love from the farthest star. Most people begin to feel something, a tingling or a warmth, a presence. And if you can't feel it yet, just imagine it, that there is love coming to you from that longest distance you can imagine. And that energy is coming into your body through that very sensitive ring finger, fingertip. I can feel the pulsing of my heart in that fingertip at this moment. Trusting and knowing that that love that comes to you from the farthest star is able to be felt in that fingertip because you're quantifying it small enough that you can feel it. We live in an ocean of love all the time. We breathe it in, we move through it, we experience it, we are it. And there's so much of it, we mostly don't perceive it. But we're making it small enough now that we can perceive it. And I invite you to begin to feel that love through other parts of your body. Feel that love with the very crown of your head. Feel that love in your scalp, penetrating every cell in your scalp, moving through your top of your head into your skull, feeling the love with the bones in your head, feeling the love with your forehead, feeling the love with your eyebrows, feeling the love with your smile and smiling at that love. Love in your cheeks, love in your eyelashes, love in your irises. Love in the brain matter, your gray cells, in all the parts of your brain, your forebrain, your left and right brain, your rear brain. knowing that this love has always been there. But generally we don't acknowledge it or feel for it or appreciate it. Feeling that beautiful, loving, warm energy in every organ, cell, and system of our body. Feeling that love with our skin. Our skin is the biggest organ in our body. Holds our guts in so well. So much to love about skin, and skin is capable of feeling love in powerful ways. So feeling the love in our skin, moving down into our necks and our shoulders, feeling the love with our elbows, feeling the love in our muscles, feeling the love in our joints, feeling the love in our wrists, and in all the bones in our hands that move so magnificently. Feeling the loves in the palm of our hands and our fingers and the back of our hands. Feeling the love that has always been there. Just becoming conscious that we are made of love. And that warm energy of love exists all the way through us. Feeling the love in our lungs. Breathing the love through our respiratory system right into our lungs. Love meeting lung, love in the lung. Appreciating the oxygen that is coming into our bodies through that breath. And feeling the love entering our blood supply. Moving through our blood vessels, pulsing in our hearts. Feeling the love that exists through our hearts. Feeling the love in our collarbones and rib cage. Feeling the love in our spinal column, our spinal cord, and our nervous system. Feel the infinite connections between our nervous system cells and the other aspects of our body, all the way through our body, physical and chemical reactions taking place, all within this love. So feeling this love with our nervous system, within our nervous system, energizing every organ. Allowing ourselves simply to rest in this love, feeling this love with our internal organs, noticing it in our liver and our pancreas, our stomach and our intestines, all of the pelvic organs and into the legs, the joints like the hips and the knees and the ankles, down the calves, into the feet. All of the bones in the feet, feeling the love, each toe individually. Feeling the love. Becoming conscious of the love that is the truth of our being, right here at the physical being. Not separate from the love, the biggest love, the broadest love, the great love that's here for us that Abraham talks about. But simply immersing ourselves in the consciousness of that one love that we have ever been a part of, that we will ever be a part of. Simply life. Life expanding. Life being love. Noticing the love that has been here all along is now becoming more conscious to us. feeling ourselves as love more fully. Feeling the impact of the love on our bodies as we relax and allow that glorious love to tune up the vibration of every part of our bodies. Feel the love moving through all the organs that feel good, that move easily, that feel healthy. And knowing that the love moves easily and equally through any organ that you might be concerned about, any place where you might have had the experience of illness or injury or disease. For the wholeness always exists. Love always exists. The health always exists. And it's simply a matter of revealing it in any particular moment. So we allow ourselves to rest in the love, to remember the love, to appreciate this love as it tunes our bodies to a higher vibration. Every cell basking. I just caught this image of all these cells on the beach. Basking in the sunshine. Out on their little chaise lounges. Allowing the love to come into them like the sun coming into a body basking on the beach. Just reveling in the love. The love that's always there. Whenever we remember it, whenever we become conscious of it, it's so easy to savor it, to taste its deliciousness, to feel its expressiveness, to delight in its fragrance. Love is right here, right now. Love is everywhere and always. Now, just for a moment, use your imagination to imagine all of the emotions that you felt even in the last week. Get a sense of those emotions, and now feel the love present in every one of those emotions. For every emotion we have is an expression of love. Sometimes it's love expressed as anger, or love expressed as guilt, or love expressed as fear. We call that worry. But it's all love. It's all our best effort in the moment to express what we believe through sometimes limiting beliefs. But it's all love. So take this moment and just explore the feelings that you've had in the last week. Remember a few situations and the feelings that they generated. Wonderful feelings, sad feelings, exciting feelings, delighted feelings, angry feelings. And allow this infinite love that is pouring through you in this moment to just bring this warm feeling of caring and ease to all of those feelings. Feeling them resolve themselves into the pureness of loving appreciation and caring. Abraham teaches us so powerfully that our emotions are guidance from Source. They are always an expression of the love of Source. That we're moving closer to that love as we feel better and better, as we're moving further away, as we feel worse and worse. But always our guidance that indicates the level of love we're allowing to flow in our lives in that moment. all of those emotions, indicators of love. Loving our emotions. Feeling the love in each one. Feeling the connection to our inner being that each emotion represents. Just resting in this peaceful place of omnipresent love all throughout our bodies and our emotions. And moving our love now into our thoughts. Allowing ourselves to see that all of our thoughts are love. Some expressed as worry or concern or angst or irritation. Some expressed as laughter and joy, humor and delight. But in their own sweet way, all love. And allowing the love to simply dissolve the thoughts. Into the warm bliss of connection to Source. Feeling the great love that is here for us. With our minds, our hearts, and our bodies. Opening more fully to the love that we are. Allowing that love to simplify the contrast that we feel at times. And to remember it's just choice, it's only variety. And we love to choose and have variety to choose from. Finding the quiet love in our thoughts. And now imagine something that you dream of, a way of being that you haven't experienced yet in this physical life. Might be a dream of vibrant, athletic, good health. It might be a dream of loving relationship or a wonderful business empire, expansive material wealth, or simply a wonderful friendship that makes your heart sing. Whatever you might dream of today, fill that dream with love. Feel appreciation for this beautiful dream that you have. Feel yourself within this picture, suffused with love and appreciation and gratitude and joy that it's already been accomplished. Relaxing into the love of your dream. Abraham says, it's already done. Already done. And so just relaxing and knowing that this beautiful dream is inevitable in your life. It's in the process of unfolding in the true love that you are. Loving your life in this way. And knowing that simply manifesting the feeling allows the manifestation of the form to come. But in this moment, feeling the love. And now in this place of feeling the love, we have the opportunity to see that love in the world in action. And right now I'm thinking that perhaps we could share this love with a dream that we know with someone that we love. see someone that you love having their dreams come true, and feel a sense of celebration and appreciation that you have when you know that love is manifesting as dreams come true in the life of this loved one. Imagine them happy. Imagine them celebrating and telling you all about this amazing dream come true. Might even seem like a miracle to them in their lives. But sending love into the dream of a beloved. Seeing their smile, their joy, and feeling within yourself your excitement for them. So this is a shared celebration of dreams coming true. Feeling the dream, feeling the love. And there's an infinite amount of love flowing in you, through you, as you. And so allow that love to go to other dreams, to other places, to other people. Imagine them happy, fulfilled, joyful. See their wholeness. Know the truth of them. Abraham says that's how Jesus healed. He knew the truth, that he saw their wholeness. And he knew that even though he acknowledged their illness, he didn't freak out about it. He knew that wholeness was inevitable for them. So simply feel the love. And flood whoever you think of with love. See their wholeness. See the truth of their being. And trust and know that all is well. Abraham says love and worry are opposite vibrations. So when we're feeling the love, when we're allowing the love to flow, there's no room for worry. Simply love. Simply ease. Simply grace. And the endless flow of well-being that is always coming to us when we allow it. Loving the feeling of allowing. So now as we begin to end this meditation, we can simply come back to feeling the love within ourselves, within our own lives, within our minds and hearts and bodies. Noticing how it feels to rest in love for a little while. And giving yourself the opportunity to bring that love back into this place with a smile. Stretch your back and your legs, your arms and your neck. If you feel inspired, wiggle your nose and smile.